just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing is yet to, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second episode of this week's Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I'm joined by my good friend,
Big Shot Bob.
What's up, Big Shot?
Another day in the life, man.
And that guy sitting over there.
He gets a good friend. I get that guy.
That guy.
That guy.
Well, tell him who you are, that guy.
Well, I'm Rocky, of course, because, you know, I'm the one that puts these two boneheads on the show every week. So,
and we appreciate, you
know,
it.
Yeah, I know. It's all good.
I don't get paid to be here, boss.
You get swag.
I ain't got no swag yet.
You broke the only swag we had. You broke a bobblehead.
I broke Cole Beasley.
I know. You know how broke that? No, Beasley's fine. Sean Lee, you broke.
Oh, well, he's broke anyways. He's always.
He'll be back this season.
All right. Like Sean Lee, actually.
Good. Sean Lee's very good. Good he defender. Plays, man. But no, we got a great, great, great show today. We got fantasy football on your phone. Fantasy football, not on your phone, but, you know, something Peyton Manning's got plenty of time of doing right now. Fantasy football.
Oh, number 18.
Yeah.
He's the old number.
Good old
the
18.
Commercials are great right now, by the way.
He's so funny in commercials. I love Sean.
He calls up, you see the new one, he called up Eli. Hey, what are you doing right now?
Come in. What are you doing? Want to hang out?
I'm kind of busy.
I'm kind of busy.
But yeah, yeah. Anyway, Peyton. Let's get into, I got some true or false stuff to ask you guys. So we'll do that first, and then we'll get into fantasy football.
True or false?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false?
Do what?
You just threw this on me, man.
I know. It's
I never
kind
played
of surprised.
True or false. You keep bringing these segments from the regular Breakdown Sports Show on Thursdays to the Rule of Three.
Well, I
got to
make it interesting.
You got to tell me first. I don't even know. What
I got to tell you. Okay. Well, you'll be all right. All you got to do. You got
false.
You got two choices. All you right. Got true. You got false. How much easier can it be?
Can I plead the fifth?
No.
I plead the fifth. All
right, real fast.
This ain't Andy Cohen's show.
One, two, three. Right.
We don't plead the fifth.
Cameron Artis Payne will lead the Panthers in rushing this year.
False.
False.
True.
Not even close.
I guarantee you.
I'll be like,
I guarantee you.
And the only reason I'm saying false is because I want Jay Stu to stay healthy.
No, here's my thing.
No, he will take over for Jay Stu at some point this season.
I'm going to tell you something totally opposite. It'd be lucky he don't end up on the practice squad.
Why? Because his bonehead off the field stuff?
No, just because I think Jay Stu, and you're going to bring Fozzie, and you're going to bring Bowling Ball, Mike Tolbert, and then I think they're going to keep Brandon Wager over Cameron Artis Payne.
Really?
And I think Cameron Artis Payne's going to end up on the practice squad.
I think Cameron Artis Payne fits the system better than any other running back they have.
Sure. Well,
okay.
He looks
and
like Jay Stu.
Cameron, right, but I think he fits the system. I think at some point he takes over. Because if he doesn't make any stupid decisions like run 95 and a 65 in Gastonia,
well, I'm gonna tell you what, one of us is gonna be way closer to being right than wrong. That's for sure.
Well, I'm sure. Drew Brees will not play in all the games this season.
That's false, man. Drew Brees, 16 games past how many years? Well, I know he missed a couple games a few years ago.
Last year.
Was it last year or yep. 2 years ago?
No, it was last year.
Luke McCown started.
That's
against
right.
The Panthers.
He did start. I think Drew Brees 16 games this year. That was just such a freak shoulder injury he got, and he only missed that 1 week, and then he was back. What was it, like 2 weeks?
I gotta say true. I gotta think he's getting a little old, and maybe one he plays a game against, you know, even a game like against the Panthers, he gets banged up a little bit. And
I mean,
he
did
a week out.
He didn't get hurt from a hit. He got hurt from throwing the football too much. I think.
Well, that's all they do, so that he's got to keep doing that.
The Mark Ingram effect. I think he's there 16 this year.
I don't. All right. Jameis Winston and Mike Evans will have more touchdowns together than Cam and Benjamin together.
Ooh, that's a good
one. That's a hard question, but I'm going to say true.
I was going to say true as well. I think Mike Evans and
– Mike Evans dropped so many balls last year.
Kelvin Benjamin dropped so many the year before.
But if you look at it, they really didn't – they had a lot of yards, but a lot of the touchdowns went to other guys, and that's kind of the way the Panthers do it. Plus, when the Panthers get close, they're going to run the ball.
Run the ball. It's super Cam time.
And Jameis really – I'm sorry, but he's not the stereotypical black quarterback. Jameis Winston is slow as dirt, bro.
He's pretty mobile. He had a few rushing touchdowns.
Mobile. There's a difference between mobile.
I mean, he's not 4'6", 40 time like Cam Newton and Russell Wilson. No,
he's like your Uncle Fred chasing you a baseball bat. All right, if that makes sense.
He's Warren right. Moon. Warren Moon.
No.
Warren Moon was not fast.
Jameis Winston is more Tony Romo-ish because he's elusive, but not really quick. Because Tony's not quick either.
Okay. See, a lot of the plays that you see of Jameis running, he's more bowling guys over because he's so big than he was like outrunning people.
He's like a Mike Tolbert. Yeah, running the ball.
Not now, though. Not the new slim Jameis.
He's looking good, though. He looks good.
Like he lost like 30
not just
pounds.
Him, but I'll say true because Mike Evans actually is down to 225. He's lost a lot of weight.
If he doesn't drop the ball like he did last year.
And they're going to throw so many fade routes at Mike Evans because Doug Martin and Charles Sims aren't goal line backs. Yeah. You know, they can get you down there. But
Jameis got another year. He's going to be able to find him in better positions this year.
Julio Jones will lead the league in receiving yards.
True. False. Absolutely true.
False. Dez Bryant.
False. Dez.
I think Dallas runs the ball a ton. Zeke Elliott gets 350 touches if he's healthy this year.
I think Julio Jones would be lucky to finish fifth, bro.
Julio is Odell. Matt Ryan is going to throw this guy the ball if 12 guys are around.
Odell, Antonio Brown.
And then no Roddy White. They still no tight end in Atlanta?
That's true. I can see it. You know they're going to throw the ball a lot to him.
Yes.
There will be two teams from the South in the playoffs.
Wow, that's a good one.
I will say I'm going to go homer. I'm going to say true. And if it's anybody, it's the Bucks.
Let me look at the NFC. Okay, I'm going to take the Panthers. I'm going to take the Packers. I'm going to take the Seahawks. I'm going to take the Cardinals.
It's got to be false. I'm wrong.
One team has to come from the East.
I mean, probably the Cowboys would probably win that division.
And I think the second wild card spot comes between Minnesota.
You're looking at Minnesota and Seattle as the two
North
wild
and
cards.
The South are the toughest. Okay.
If we were in the AFC, I would say yes. If it was the AFC South, we're talking about the Bucks and all that. Like, if you swap AFC and NFC Souths, I would say yes.
The West is because Arizona and Seattle get to beat up on the Rams and the 49ers four times each. Right. I mean, two times each. So that's what? Four times. What? Two times against the Rams, two times against the Niners, four wins each.
And
each
if your defense is slipping against Atlanta or New Orleans, they'll put up 40
they're
on
put
you.
Up 40.
Yep.
And they're going to beat each other. We just gave the NFC South preview. Everybody was 8-8, 7-9. I don't think 8-8, 7-9, 9-7 don't get you in the playoffs. You got to win 10 games.
Got to win 10 games.
And then Minnesota and Green Bay are the head of the class in the NFC North. Chicago and Detroit are going to be pretty much easy wins for
those
teams.
There's some very bad teams in the NFC.
Sure. 49ers.
Redskins. Rams. We're just going to NFC, the bottom two teams in the West, the Rams and 49ers. You go to the South.
New Orleans.
You know, New Orleans maybe, but we're not sure. North, you know Chicago and Detroit's going to be
bad.
Bad. You go to the East.
I'm looking at
you're
a
really
lot.
Not sure.
The East is a crapshoot.
besides the Eagles, you don't know.
Yeah. You feel like these other three teams are going to be battling all year for the title.
And the only reason I say the Eagles, as much as I hate it, they're
in
rebuilding.
A rebuild mode. They're in obvious rebuild mode. Thank you, Chip Kelly, you piece of crap.
So, you know, they're a couple years away before they contend again with the rest of the teams. I think Washington's
it's not impossible.
Suck, but still.
If Minnesota falls off, it is possible for an Atlanta or a Tampa to maybe sneak into
the playoffs. I'm going to say true because I think Tampa's going to sneak in.
I like that pick.
As long as AP is healthy, I think Minnesota wins their 10 games. Now, if AP gets hurt, all bets are off.
Well, if AP gets hurt, they're going to win six games.
No. If Teddy Bridgewater throws 30 to 35 touchdowns.
He ain't gonna do that.
If he throws at least 30 and has less than 15 picks, they will make
they will win 13 games if he does that.
No, that's that they will win 9 or 10 or more if he does that.
If Teddy Bridgewater throws 30 touchdowns and less than 15 interceptions and Adrian Peterson is Adrian Peterson, they're going to win the NFC, dude. Like that's
they ain't winning the NFC.
I mean, in terms of like number one seed.
Number one seed, yeah. If he does that and AP is, like you said, AP.
They have to take that step, and that's what Teddy's got to do
this year. They won, what, 10, 11 games last year?
10.
10 games.
10 games, and he threw like 17 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Okay, if he throws 30,
he needs to throw 30.
I don't even think he threw for 3,000 yards last year.
No.
He needs to get he needs to get 3,030 touchdowns.
If he does that, my gosh, Minnesota, put him in the
Super Bowl. He needs to put
up
Ryan Fitzpatrick numbers from last year is what he needs to do this year.
Minnesota, I still don't like their outside weapons. Stephon Diggs and Treadwell was a good draft pick, but rookie receivers always – it's an adjustment period.
And we still don't know if Rudolph is going to take that next step as a tight end. Exactly. We, for about 3 years, have been waiting on him to be one of the top tight ends.
But if Blair Walsh doesn't miss a 20-yard field goal, who knows what happens in the NFC playoffs.
Yep.
They play the Panthers and lose.
All right. Let's go into – y'all ready now? Can we go to NFL fantasy? Sorry to mess up you, JoJo, but I'm sure you're all right, man. You're okay, right?
Yeah, I'm good, boss.
We,
let's do this.
You know, we did a little – you know, something different.
Called an audible.
I know you hate it. I mean,
no,
you
know, actually, it was pretty
I know
easy.
Jimbo Fisher never calls audible or audibles or anything.
He don't need to. He runs a perfect offense as
it
is.
Oh, my gosh.
It's,
all right.
It's not figure eight.
Right. It's getting deep in here. Let's, let's move on.
Call an audible to what? Turn around and don't hand the ball off to Dalvin Cook? It's all pretty right. easy offense.
Let's move on.
The Breakdown Sports Show proudly presents Fantasy Football Draft.
Thanks to our interns, Sean.
Can we shoot out a request to the Manning Brothers? Can y'all do a remix?
They need to. Peyton's got plenty of time to do something right
Eli
now.
Eli ain't doing crap either. Come on now.
Do it before the season starts.
I do just want to say, though, real quick, going back to Florida State, we were talking about that just 1 second ago. Sean McGuire. Broke his foot.
Oh, gosh.
DeAndre Francois is the starting quarterback. Well, Jimbo Fisher hasn't officially announced that yet.
He's out 4 weeks, right?
Yeah. He hasn't officially announced that it's going to be DeAndre Francois, but it would make no sense if it would be anybody else. So, unless he's going to put Malik Henry out there. But
I don't think we're going to see him.
I don't think so. All right, sorry.
Let's get into it.
Come on, dude. Let's do this.
Finally, jabbering about Florida State.
I could talk about Florida State all day.
I know you could. I'm hoping you wouldn't. Let's go into we're going to go through each position and tell you who we think the best value and then three sleepers each. I'm sure you two sharing notes once again. So, of course I'll have to be different.
Once again, you called an audible on me. I didn't know I had to come up with three sleepers.
Right? I was thinking one sleeper.
Like okay, well, if you only get one or two.
I can come up with at least one per position.
Yeah, I can come up with one. I got it. Right. Let's just do this, man.
Look, first and foremost, best value at quarterback. Who's your number? The first guy, best value at quarterback.
First guy coming off the board?
Who's first one.
The number one quarterback.
We all agree. Okay, let's go ahead and say it. We all agree Cam Newton.
I would take Aaron Rodgers.
No, I will take Aaron. Aaron, Cam,
or Russell
and
Wilson.
Russell Wilson are going to be your top. And Big Ben.
Yeah.
That's your four. Those quarterbacks, they're gone.
No question.
All right. I mean, then there's a step off. Another tier.
So, for me, the best value, you're looking at Kirk Cousins. For me, because the new offense that they're going to run is a run and gun. They're going to throw the ball a lot. Like, that's what they've shown in their preseason practices, in the training camp. They're throwing the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. And they're going to throw it a lot. And Kirk Cousins is a manageable quarterback. He doesn't throw a ton of picks. He's still young. You don't like how many he throws in the terms of fantasy. But if he's only going to throw, I just don't see Kirk Cousins having the game where he throws like four picks and screws you.
I absolutely hate that pick. I wouldn't stay completely away from Kirk Cousins.
If you get Kirk Cousins in 10th, 11th round as a quarterback, he's worth the pick.
I would stay completely away from him. I'm telling you.
Because
if you look at their schedule, though, you look at their schedule when he plays good teams, Dallas is going to be better. The Giants will be better. I ain't saying the defense will light up.
Sure.
But – the teams are going to be better.
But in terms
he suffers big time against good teams. And I'm not just talking about the NFC East. He plays a killer, killer schedule this year.
We just need him to have 300 I've yards passing, winning two like or three five touchdowns. Games. I could care about
but
their
wins
and losses.
That's the thing about fantasy.
Stats.
If their defense blows it and they start getting blown out, guess what they're going to do?
They're going to
throw
the
ball.
All right. Jordan Reed, top three tight end. Yes. He still got DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon out there. Matt Jones, their little running back out the backfield, who is going to be quietly going to have a good season for the team out in Washington.
You like that?
You like that? I like that. The quarterback for me is Blake Broidel, Jacksonville Jaguars. He has so many offensive weapons out there, and with the return of hopefully a healthy Julius Thomas, his numbers should go through the roof.
Plus, Chris Ivory doesn't hurt to take the pressure
exactly.
off as well, because now they know that they can run the ball.
And all they right. play in the AFC well, South.
No defense. Woo!
I agree Love with it. You. You got to remember, he's got two of the top receivers of the top 10 in the league. AFC at least.
Allen Hurns and
Robinson on his team. Plus, you got Julius Thomas, the TD maker at tight end.
I'm not ready.
So just saying, you know, he's got all these weapons. I'm gonna go different. I'm gonna actually go if you're doing auction league, Andrew Luck. I'm gonna tell you that right now. You know, he in most auctions he's like $3, $4, or $5. Right, you can't go wrong with him or Tony. Tony Romo, but I'm gonna go with Derek Carr. You're talking about a guy, man. After those top four quarterbacks, Derek Carr.
He's got weapons out there to throw to as well.
Yeah, Cooper.
Just avoid weeks when they have to play like Denver or they're playing in Kansas City.
Yeah,
because those will be tough weeks for him.
So we're doing sleepers. Sleepers.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Sleeper. So quarterback sleeper, I'm gonna give you two. Jameis Winston is one. We talked about that in the last show. Jameis, because the last like 7 weeks of his rookie season, he was like top five in fantasy quarterback numbers. And the other one I'm going to go with, and I know you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but Alex Smith. No, because look, first of all, Alex Smith is a
Noodle. He okay. is on this show.
Okay,
any
fine.
Show I do, his name is Noodle Arm.
You call him whatever you want, but you know what I
his
call
Noodle
him?
Arm.
Never turns the ball over, always consistent, and will throw one or two touchdowns. And don't forget, he's blazing fast, dude.
Dude can run.
He can. He's got wheels. And if you let him get open, ain't nothing I love the more a quarterback can get out and run me a 40-yard run real fast. And if you can put it in the end zone, that's 10 points. Give me that all day, twice on Sunday.
All right. Yeah.
You said sleepers, bro.
I'm definitely sleeping. Watching him play is gonna put me to sleep again.
I'm telling you, if you're going with Brady in a higher round and you want to pick up Alex Smith in the last round and play him the first 4 weeks, you're in good hands.
Yeah, you can get Brady late. Phillip Rivers, you know they throw a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And their running game is still weak. He's gonna have the stats. He's gonna have 4,000 yards passing. 25 plus touchdowns because they got to throw the ball.
If Melvin Gordon don't work out again this year,
and
he's a bust.
He's not. They did nothing to their offensive line.
They're going
to
just throw the ball.
Jay Cutler, you know, certain weeks.
Stay away from him.
In the right matchup, though, Jay Cutler could throw 400 yards and three touchdowns.
Ryan Fitzpatrick could win 10 games again.
And
what do you want me to do? Hey, you're talking about sleepers,
We're
bro.
Talking
like,
about sleepers.
What am I supposed to do? Hey, you know what? Drew Brees, he's a sleeper.
I didn't say Drew Brees.
Look at Jay Cutler's stats for the past few years. 3,500 yards passing, 20-plus touchdowns.
I got you.
So we're just talking about what quarterbacks can do in fantasy. And, of course, Carson Palmer, because they have so many offensive weapons out in Arizona.
I actually
yeah,
think
but
Carson
that's
Palmer's
one of the
not
top,
a sleeper.
That's
either.
One of the top 10.
Well, you know, people forget about Carson.
The one that you guys keep going right past, the Red Rifle. All right.
Andy Dalton.
If you looked at last year, he's one of the top two quarterbacks in fantasy football. Until he got hurt, he was one to trust me because I picked him up. I drafted Teddy Bridgewater and somebody else, and I picked up Andy Dalton week 3, and he lit it up until he got hurt in week 14.
Yeah.
So
no,
that's
Dalton,
the one that you should
watch
out for.
The only problem
I have
with Dalton is he lost two good receivers.
Who?
Sanu and what was the
Jones.
Other guy? Jones.
Marvin Jones.
He lost both of those guys.
But he got Mr. Dropped Everything, LaFell.
Yeah, I know.
And you still got A.J. Green.
You got
And if Tyler Eifert does come back from injury, you got him. So we'll see.
Yeah, if he can do anything they did last year, he is a good sleeper.
All right, so there's quarterbacks. Let's go to running backs.
We all agree, Adrian Peterson,
AP, Todd Gurley, top two, yeah. Right? And then after that, it's open market.
I go Le'Veon Bell before I go to Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley is playing with a handicap.
We're talking about fantasy, though.
Todd Gurley's playing with a handicap. No quarterback, no offensive line, no receivers to protect him around. So they're going to put 10 in the box every week.
So that's
damn near impossible.
So you got Le'Veon Bell even after missing four games.
Because he plays with a high power offense. And it's not for certain that he's going to be suspended for those four games.
Le'Veon Bell is more of a high value than a top guy because he does miss those four games.
If he misses those four games.
So now, for me, a high value for me is I'll give you two. Doug Martin and Eddie Lacy. Slim down Eddie Lacy.
Hopefully he can return to form of 2 years ago.
Yep.
David Johnson for Arizona. He's going to get a boatload of work. He's going to have some phenomenal numbers.
I just worry about Chris Johnson being out there still.
I need to see a year of this guy.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a year. I'm iffy on running backs that you haven't seen a full year on yet, and we haven't. So I'm interested to see what he does this year, though.
Plus, they still got Andre Ellington. And
they're not going to get DeBrock. Zeke Elliott, of course, he's going number one in a lot of people's drafts
now. That's crazy.
It's just no. The man hasn't ran the ball once.
I want to be in the league where the first pick is Zeke Elliott because I'm pretty sure I'm going to win that one.
In fantasy, I know on ESPN Fantasy Football, he's fourth in NFL.com too. He is going for $38 for a running back.
Wow.
All right, that's never played NFL game yet. So
I'll pass.
If I can get him for $38, sure.
If I'm in the 11th pick and he's there, I'd probably take it. Because I know I got a pick coming up right after that, I probably would take him. But top five, top six, nope, I'll pass on that.
And Matt Forte, he's quietly a sleeper because are we going to get a rejuvenated Matt Forte with something to prove?
Hold on. Shh. We're not at sleepers yet because Rock's got to give his high value still.
Well, I mean, for me, you know.
That, y'all are, I'm not allowed Devontae to talk about Freeman. Matt Forte because of two Why? Weeks ago.
Why? Because you're in love with him completely?
Why? No, because I think he's a solid running back who catches the ball like crazy out of the backfield.
You see that heel that's going down. That's his career this year.
You do realize he's younger than Adrian Peterson, right?
All right. But who has took a more beating over five, 6 years
Adrian running Peterson.
Back? Peterson has. But so Peterson's went all-time. Absolutely.
Good night, everybody. I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
All right. Well, good. See you later. Just hang up the.
Oh, can I mention one more back?
What?
DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray.
Boy,
will have a bounce back season. Get that guy.
You know what that
he's
is?
He's definitely another one you got. Jamal Charles. He missed all last season.
He's not going to play.
You want to talk about Hill guys?
You know that
he's
might be another
off of a huge injury too. But sleepers. What? Dude, I'm telling Carlos Hyde.
Could I get my Hyde?
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
I mean, just keep on, man.
Well, you're too busy telling us that we're wrong that you ain't even.
You know
us
what? One, I would say Carlos Hyde. He's gonna run the ball. Well, we don't know if he's gonna run the ball a lot because of Chip Kelly, but still, red zone area, he's the only running back they have. So
he's not a side to side runner though.
Who's the sleeper though?
Well, I had Carlos Hyde as a sleeper. Also, deep. This isn't that great. But if you got a Le'Veon Bell, you really want to pair him with D'Angelo Williams because he played great last year. While he was out, he's going to get to do that again.
Handcuff yourself
in the first 4 weeks, then you can easily drop him and pick up a guy like Duke Johnson Jr. From
you want Cleveland? You want Cleveland back?
Duke Johnson I had last year. Duke Johnson actually going to be a good back.
Okay,
he gets a lot of receptions.
And
too.
We talked about Tevin Coleman out of Atlanta, another sleeper.
For me, I'm going to say, did you already say a sleeper?
Chandarrick West, he's going to get the boatload of the work early for Kansas City. I don't know if Jamal Charles is going to come off the PUP. Thomas Rawls, he should be the man out in Seattle. They still want to run the football a little bit, right?
Right.
Once again, want to see him first before I'd make an investment.
For me, sleeper will be Jeremy Langford from Chicago.
That's
because you know he's going to run the ball. We all know John Fox is going to run the ball this year. So I will go with him. Another one might be C.J. Parisi from Seattle because Rawls has still got his ankle injury from last year. So might be another pickup.
And don't forget C.J. Anderson in Denver.
Yeah, they're going to run the ball a ton. Or Lamar Miller down in Houston.
No, that's,
Matthew Berry has Lamar Miller third overall as best running back.
He's going to get a boatload of work.
Yeah. All right, let's move to wide receivers real fast. Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, A.J. Green, DeAndre Hopkins, Dez Bryant. We know those guys are going to be the top six.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody. Then you got Robinson, Nelson, Marshall, Jeffrey, Evans, Cooper. I mean, there's so many good, really good receivers. It's so deep at wide receiver you can go.
You want to go wide receiver first because you want to get one of these elite-level guys because there are running backs that you can get later on that are going to supplement enough points. The problem is you get too deep into receiver, you're not going to be getting as many points. You want to get receivers, especially you want to get one of these top five receivers
if you can.
And that's been my rule of thumb for the last ever how many years. I usually try to get one of these top wide receivers and then a top quarterback next when it comes back to me. And then I get running backs later on because that's where you get your points. Give me a sleeper for wide receivers.
A sleeper or a high value?
Oh, give me a high value then.
Well, there's a big difference.
All right, give me high value.
High value, I got two. Keenan Allen. Because they throw the ball like crazy in San Diego, and he's really the only receiver out there. And I'm telling y'all, Randall Cobb, with Jordy Nelson coming back, Randall Cobb is going to come up for a resurgent year unlike last year.
He better.
If you drafted him last year and you're scared, take him again. He's going to be worth it this year because there's actually a threat on the other side of the ball.
I'm going to say – no, this one, I'm going to save that for a sleeper. You got one? I mean, Doug Baldwin to me would be a one. I mean, look what he did the last eight games of the season.
A sleeper.
Is he a sleeper?
For me, he would be a sleeper.
He had a great little run, but, I mean, he scored most of his touchdowns in like a three-week span.
Right.
Willie Snead, I like him. I think he's high value. You know, New Orleans, they throw the ball a lot. Stephon Diggs, I think he's going to get 100 receptions this year.
Is that your high value?
High value. Behind the super elite guys.
Yeah.
Of course. And let me give you one more. Miami, the receiver down there, Landry.
Jarvis Landry. He, for the last 2 years, I've had him in different leagues, and he always consistent.
And Tannehill will throw him the ball if
for
he can.
Sleepers, where you got sleepers?
I got two for that as well. One, look for old man Vincent Jackson down in Tampa. He's going to be looking to make a comeback look good. Also, I just lost it. Give me 1 second. Corey Coleman, the rookie.
Yeah, from Baylor.
Looks good. All and right. One more, if you're going to do big play people, Travis Benjamin, new guy down in San Diego as well.
All right. You got one?
Demaryius Thomas. I know the quarterback situation, but they got to throw the ball somewhere, and he's out there, and he's all a big target. And Alshon Jeffrey, I think he has a bounce back year, man. With Kevin White on the other side, and he's playing for a contract. You love players in a contract year.
After you have your wide receivers, you want somebody to stash Josh Gordon. Just stash away because, you know, he's used to stashing, so stash it away. In case he, you know, because I'm telling you, if he comes back and he's anything like he was a couple years ago, it's going to be great.
He just got reinstated today. Yeah.
Right. But he's still out the first four games. So
yeah.
If you put him and save him for later on.
But he'll be able to practice. That's the big thing now.
Yep. For me, the two sleepers to me is John Brown and Golden Tate. Because John Brown is on.
I like John
Larry Brown. Fitzgerald is going to be sliding away a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And these other – him and –
Michael Floyd
and are going to be taking over. So look for John. He's the deep threat, and that's where Carson throws it. And Golden Tate, of course, is now the number one receiver in Detroit.
And when Calvin Johnson was hurt 2 years ago and it was the Golden Tate show, Golden Tate was – he was doing his thing, man. He was having 7-8 receptions a week, 100-plus yards. He was getting like 12 to 13 targets. If you're a receiver – you got a receiver out there and they're getting 12 targets a game, you're in good shape.
All right, let's move to tight end real fast. Of course, everybody
– Gronkowski.
Reed and Greg Olsen are your top three tight ends. All right, we all know that. After that, there's a big step.
Significant fall off, but you never know.
All right, so for me, high value, I'm going to go with Colby Fleener. I know he didn't look so good in Indy, but man, Drew Brees knows how to hit a tight end.
Absolutely.
And he's going to be – he's got the skills. He's got that seam route that Drew Brees likes to throw to a tight end, i.e. Jimmy Graham. Tell you, Colby Fleener is a good pick for you at tight end.
And speaking of Jimmy Graham, that's my high-value pick. I think he has a resurgent year. Him and Russell Wilson have a little rapport going because they started getting together before he got hurt. I think it was the Carolina game he got hurt in, right? When he blew out his knee. Yep. I think Jimmy Graham has a bounce-back year this year.
Now I'm trying to look for the guy. Look for Julius Thomas, the high value. Have a really good season.
He makes me nervous.
I had him as a sleeper, man. Cause
He's one. I'm telling you, with that team, he should be one of the top.
He should be
a sleeper for me. Watch Hunter Henry for San Diego. All right, he's the second tight end, and with Antonio Gates, and you know one person that throws the ball to tight ends is Phillip Rivers.
I'm going to go Hunter Henry. The tight end out of Tampa is my sleeper.
Austin Seferius.
Actually, he has been – that's another sleeper. Cameron Brate is actually the starter now.
Wow.
Savard Jenkins not even starting right now.
Wow, that's beat up.
Cameron Brate actually has – that's a real good sleeper, though, Cameron Brate.
I got two –
because he's been catching touchdowns.
Two sleepers. One, Jared Cook, who didn't really do much when he was with St. Louis / L.A. He never really played for L.A., but now he's in Green Bay. He's a good dump-down option for somebody like Aaron Rodgers who improvises a lot. Also, somebody we didn't name, Jason Witten. Still valuable. Very valuable in terms of fantasy. Especially with Dez being healthy, Romo. Him and Romo, they have that connection. It's great. Also, I would have said Eric Ebron. It sucks that he's hurt.
But he tore his ACL. Yeah, he was going to be a high-value guy this year.
And don't forget Travis Kelce is still out there. You know Alex Smith loves Travis Kelce.
You know who else loves Travis Kelce?
About 40
the ladies,
women.
Because he's got that dating show now.
Good
so
for him.
That career is going down.
If you do want a Cleveland Brown, if you are forced to pick a Cleveland
Gary
Brown,
Barnage.
Though, Gary Barnage had a pretty good year before he got hurt and stuff.
Tyler Eifert, I know he's hurt, but he will come back eventually.
Hopefully.
That's a late, late round.
And, I mean, if you can't get Gronkowski, take Martellus Bennett because the Patriots are going to line up two tight ends
Tight ends are deep this year, man.
There's a big fall off after those
and
top
I like
three.
Charles Clay in Buffalo, too.
Yeah,
I think Tyrod Taylor likes Charles
he
Clay
did
a lot.
He good last year in a couple games. All right. Sorry,
all
boss.
Right, let's move on to listen, I'm not doing high-value kickers. Here's my only rule of thumb with kickers. I hate it. Every single season I see people picking them like they're the Tampa Bay Bucks or somewhere where you're getting them in the third or fourth round. You don't need a kicker until everything else is filled in.
Hold on. I'm going to dispute you on
that. I don't
think
you do.
If you can get Steven Gostkowski first, if you have if you feel like you have a solid receiver, a good quarterback, and a good running back, I'm not saying in the fourth round, but I'm saying in the sixth round, seventh round, you want to take him because I'm telling you why. No. Because Steven Gostkowski would have finished third in terms of points if he were a wide receiver. He consistently scores 15, 16, 17 points a game.
If you can get two top-tier receivers, a top-tier quarterback, a top-tier running back before you get a kicker, I see people pass on really good players to get a kicker.
Well, no.
And then I want to throw – you know my last pick in every draft. If I can't get one of the great kickers, that is the very last pick of my draft.
If you feel like they're not there. And I'm only saying that because I'm telling you, there's only two guys that are even worth it, in my opinion. Steven Gostkowski and
who?
Steven Gostkowski.
Hoskins?
No,
from
not
Seattle.
Steven Hoskins.
Steven
Gostkowski.
Good.
And I'm really looking at Mason Crosby because I'm really going to love Green Bay's offense this year. And you want to tie your kicker to a great offensive production.
Well, you want that someone score. And to me, if you don't do one, I wouldn't even go there. I'll go Graham Gano over Crosby. I just know. I would do Gano before
Crosby. For me, the New York Giants football team, they kick a lot of field goals. Josh Brown, he's always in the top
tier. And that's the thing with kickers. It goes one way. You could say, like, you know what? I'd rather have Tampa's because I don't think Tampa's going to score as many touchdowns. They're going to be held to field goals more. Or a Redskins quarterback.
If they're – you want a team that struggles that scoring touchdowns. And you can get a team that kicks a lot of field goals. Tampa would be one.
Or you want a team that scores 5 touchdowns a game.
Yeah, but – all right. All right, that's different. We see this different because kickers is not – that is save a kicker for your last pick unless you can get one of the great kickers early.
And
you
Justin Tucker is always a good –
Justin Tucker's a great
one. And I'm only saying that you only do that for Steven Gostkowski.
That is what I'm saying. I just want to just say it. I say if you can get one of the great kickers.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you. Let's move on to defense because I spent way too much time on a kicker.
Kicker is an undervalued piece of fantasy.
No, it's not. There's a reason.
Do you know how many games I won because my kicker scored 22 points?
That's because you didn't draft good enough in the other positions.
Let's
move on to defense real fast. You got Seattle, Denver. That's your top two. Carolina, of course. Arizona and Kansas City. And Houston is your top five.
So you're looking for a sleeper defense then?
Sleeper defense.
Oakland Raiders.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
And I go with the Raiders because they're going to get to the quarterback this year for sure. And that's what I look for in a defense. You obviously want one that's not going to give up a ton of points, but you also want one that if they are going to give up points, they're going to get sacks and interceptions and things like that. They're going to force fumbles. You want a physical defense that's going to make turnovers because those turnovers are going to negate the maybe 27 points they gave up that day.
Now, the New York Jets will have a solid defense, of course. The Patriots always play good defense.
See, the Jets are the type of thing where they're maybe going to give up 13 points, but I don't see them get they don't force a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're getting older.
You get that 10 points to start with the defense. As long as they don't give up the whole thing, you still end up with 5 points. Now, you would love your defense to push that 10 to 17, 20 points if they could.
But. Don't draft the Saints defense.
No,
defenses to stay away from.
I would get the Saints defense before the Bills. I'm telling you, do not draft the Buffalo Bills.
No love
because
for Rob Ryan
is going to ruin that defense. I'm telling you, take it for somebody that knows. He's going to kill that defense in Buffalo.
He's got his brother there to watch his back, though.
Defenses to avoid.
Brotherly love sometimes don't pay off.
The Rams. Avoid them.
Rams, 49ers, Colts, Saints.
Cowboys defense. Avoid them.
Dude, after the top five defense, it gets really hard. You're like, ugh. Cincinnati, that would be a defense I would take a good gamble on. I mean, I'm a sleeper.
Baltimore Ravens bounce back defensive year could be.
Maybe. If they can get some of their players off the PUP.
But like you said, after the top five, that's my thing. If you don't get one of those top five, even maybe the sixth one, you just push them to the back because you're going to end up having to drop your defense and change for matchups every week.
I do that anyway. Just play the defense that's playing the whack team.
Well, unless you have like Carolina. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You got anything else? There you go. That's our fantasy breakdown. It looked like
you win your league because of some of our hints. Y'all owe us a piece of that pie. We take 20% off top, man.
Actually, I'll just take a pizza pie. I'm good with that.
You would.
I'm fat.
Yeah, I'll take one. Why not?
Yeah.
All right.
I gotcha. All right. All right. That is going to do it for this week of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff.
Triple B, Big Shot Bob.
Of course, I'm Rocky. Where can you catch the Rule of Three?
On Spreaker, Facebook, Twitter, all of those are Rule of Three podcasts.
And you can catch BSS Carolinas on this show Monday nights at 6:30, Thursday at 3 o'clock now. We're moving times.
We got to move the time
moving
back.
Times.
Big Shot got some other obligations.
And you can listen to us on Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, and iHeartRadio, and you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
Good day.